With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An airstrike in Syria kills several people at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus.
Syrian officials say they're being told several people died in the blast at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus. Syria's foreign minister is blaming Israel for the attack. Calling it a criminal act carried out by the Zionist enemy. Iranian state TV is reporting the strike killed an Iranian military advisor who led the elite Quds force in Lebanon and Syria until 2016. Israel is not commenting on the attack, but in recent years, it's targeted hundreds of government-controlled parts of Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Florida Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Monday's ruling means a subsequently passed six-week ban can soon take effect. The court ruled that the 15-week ban signed by DeSantis in 2022 can take effect. It's been enforced while it was being challenged in court, but the court also ruled that the state's voters can decide whether to put abortion into the state constitution in the upcoming election. In another ruling, the Florida court said voters could also decide whether to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. A data breach at AT&T.
The telecommunications giants notifying millions of customers about the theft of personal data recently discovered on the dark web and contains information such as social security numbers for about 7.5 million current AT&T account holders and 65 million former account holders. The company's already reset passcodes of current users and will be communicating with account holders whose sensitive personal information was compromised. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Coast Guard says a temporary channel now open near the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports that roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on believers are regularly carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. Convicted killer Alex Murdaugh gets 40 years in federal prison for stealing from clients and his law firm.
55-year-old disbarred attorney Alex Murdaugh is already serving a life sentence without parole in a state prison for killing his wife and son. Before his sentencing Monday for stealing from clients and his law firm, Murdaugh apologized again to his victims and blamed drug abuse. A judge says his schemes were too complex for an addict. The 22 counts are the final charges outstanding for the disgraced attorney. He also pleaded guilty to similar financial crime charges in state court. I'm Julie Walker.
Google agrees to expunge billions of personal records stored in its data centers after settling a class action lawsuit over the Chrome browser. It accused Google of tracking Chrome users' internet activity even when they switched to the incognito setting. More at SRNNews.com.